This is Poppin' Crap, episode 22. And welcome to episode 22 of Poppin' Crap. I'm Paul French, and today I am the Quizmaster.
And I am not intimidated by that, except that I am. I'm Scott Hollows, the other voice you usually hear around here. And we are joined today by two very special guests, one of whom is seated at my immediate right. My beloved, my betrothed.
Betrothed? We're already married,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm already failing at the language. I was told there would be no grammar questions as part of today's trivia showdown. But my wife, Sarah's joined us.
Sarah, hi!
Sarah's here. And joining us from afar, our special guest, my brother-in-law, Sarah's brother, acclaimed novelist, Richard Ford Burley, all the way from Boston. Welcome, Richard.
Hi. How's it going?
You may recall that I mentioned...
I enjoyed that you just waved there. Sorry.
I know, right? It's a podcast.
We're going to have sibling rivalry going on here. That was awesome.
you may remember that in our Year in Review episode, I discussed Richard's debut novel, Mouse, available at fine bookstores everywhere and online on Amazon, and currently at a reasonable price on sale, I believe. It's a beautiful, fine hardcover book. It is a why would I talk about it? Richard, why don't you tell us about your book? Quick plug here right off the start. Today's episode is brought to you by Mouse.
Yeah, right. It's a young adult novel. The main character is autistic, like myself, and he's mostly nonverbal, and he basically has to navigate a new social situation in a new school while at the same time kind of saving the world, which, you know, is a thing that you have to do sometimes in young adult novels, so you might like it. Check it out.
So jump in now before it becomes a motion picture coming to a theater near you.
It'll be a good movie. And that's the sister talking.
Yep. So that's well earned praise right there. So we have all gathered this evening for a bit of a meeting of the minds, a bit of a trivia showdown, and I'll turn it over to our quiz master and let him run with it here.
Indeed. All right. The rules of the game are... So, Sarah, are you participating as a contestant, or are you a lifeline?
Oh, I'll go contestant.
Yes.
Was that my fourth test?
Oh, no, that's what I was hoping for. Okay. Excellent.
You may give you a point for that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, and this is important to remember. There will be, throughout the game, arbitrary points given.
We're going full at midnight rules here. You're just gonna start random.
Absolutely. Hey, I miss that show so much that that this is my only way of keeping going. All right.
Absolutely.
So we will start with Sarah.
Oh.
And I'm going to I'm just gonna draw up the scoreboard. All right. So, what will happen?
The cards that you're asking us from tonight, are they what were the specific sets these were from?
Yeah, two specific sets. One is the Trivial Pursuit Warner Brothers edition, circa 1998. If your answer happened after 1998, it's not a thing. Also, we will be sorting from the Trivial Pursuit Star Wars edition, original trilogy only. Again, if your answer is...
I have two things just to point out here. First of all, I was saying to Scott earlier, this is like on Ellen, when Ellen has average Andy do things. I'm the average Andy of this because there's no way. And also, We are all very different ages in 1997.
Yes.
So I look forward to seeing how we all relate to this.
Indeed.
That's great. We have to ignore the last 20 years of pop culture history to compete in this. This is fantastic.
And that's exactly it.
In 1997, I was 14.
All right. Everyone can just shut up about
15.
This.
No, you were... you're right. You were 14.
Told there would be no math.
Yeah, already.
See, I'm already failing.
Already competitive.
She just lost that bonus point she had at the beginning, right? Bad math.
All right, then. All right, so we are going to start off with Sarah, and I will roll the R2-D2 dice.
Of course you will.
It's actually a little R2-D2 with, like, an LCD panel on the front. Okay, so we start... from the Warner Brothers pile, and let's see here. All right, here are your choices: movies, cartoons, TV, some other thing.
That's a pretty open category.
I kind of
like somebody lost the legend card in the last 20 years.
Yeah, pretty much. No, hang on, it's around here somewhere. Wait. All right, here we go.
This is just like Jeopardy.
Bastards. All right, classics. Yeah. Behind the scenes and anything goes.
I'm pretty sure that when Warner Brothers says the classics, they're talking like Maltese Falcon.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
TV?
All right. What rock group travels to gigs in their banana buggy?
What?
Now I feel like I need.
This actually, wait. Can I, Sarah, does Scott actually know the answer to this?
I have a guess, but.
What rock group travels to gigs in their banana buggy?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking bananas and pajamas, and I'm pretty sure that's not the answer.
It is not. It is not.
They're coming down the stairs in pairs, but I don't think.
Yeah, that's... Honey!
Scott, like... Scott coming in for the steal?
That was a total bluff. I got nothing.
Oh, wow. Oh,
thank you.
I thought you'd real Trivial Pursuit where no one knows the answer.
I'll give you a hint. Tra-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Oh.
And still nothing.
What?
The hint is in the name.
Live human beings, or is this a cartoon?
In the cartoon. Banana buggy. The banana buggy.
Yeah.
You saying it's power help.
Repeating it's gonna make it make sense, dude.
I
I picture people driving around in a giant banana, and that means nothing to me.
No, you've changed the tune.
I think we're gonna have to put a time limit on your steal.
I think that's over.
At some point, someone's tuning in and just hearing him go. La, la,
yeah,
la,
yeah,
la.
Exactly. It is the banana splits.
Clue was right there.
Do you
there.
Have any information about who these people were? Like, maybe you could, like, make this an educational.
Well, the banana splits, it was actually like the Sid and Marty Krofft. It was kind of like a framing sequence for a whole bunch of other cartoons that they would run. And they had these guys who were sort of a band of, they kind of looked like Cousin It from the Munsters. And they were the banana splits. And
so we're talking like, naked dude sitting at the organ in Monty Python's Flying Circus, playing a few bars and saying, and now for something completely different before going on to another sketch.
Yeah, kind of, except less nakedness because it was Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, that's fair.
There we go, the banana splits.
Are those? Are you kidding?
So those are the banana splits.
We've just seen a picture from Google, and it's mighty scary.
Yeah, they're picture like giant furries.
Just Google it, Will. You'll know once you Google it. All right.
Wow,
okay. All right.
Google banana splits, not giant.
All right. Do not Google that at work.
No.
Will, do not Google it at work. All right. All right. R2-D2 says for Scott.
Yes.
You are going from the Star Wars pile.
I'm not afraid, except when they ask for the second unit director of the... Yeah.
Yeah. And we need to grab the other...
That's not even in the room with you.
Blurg. No, it's right here. All right. It's in the lid, as they say.
Today's episode is brought to you by Red Wigglers. Red Wigglers, the Cadillac of Worms.
As nobody has ever said, it's in the lid. All right. All right, so for Star Wars, here are your options. Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, and wild card.
I'm going to go weapons and vehicles.
Weapons and vehicles. Who was placed in charge of the Rebel fighter attack at the second Death Star battle?
Second Death Star battle would be the... Who knows this?
I'm going to laugh.
And I don't understand why we're playing this game.
Who was in charge? In charge was... Didn't it all fall... Well, it was either General Fishface or Lando.
Y'all didn't need to... Yes, that's right. He had himself a nice cold Colt 45, and he led the rebel attack. So Scott gets the point, or as they say, points. Points.
Uh-oh.
Oh, everybody's breaking up on us. We need to kill cameras.
We need to kill cameras. Yes.
Frozen a little bit. Oh,
kill the camera.
I killed the camera. We're good.
Excellent. We're better.
Have been murdered.
Excellent. There we are. Outstanding. Okay. All right. Okay, Richard, it is your turn. And
did I get a point for that? I just want to recap.
Yes. Points. All right. We have, you have also a Star Wars question.
Oh,
joy.
Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, or wild card?
I mean, I'm about as equally likely to not know any of these, but I'll go with droids.
All right, droids, creatures, and aliens. What did C-3PO claim was his primary function?
Marital aid.
I feel like he was a translation droid. Translation or some kind of political aid. But I don't know.
You're sleeping on the runway.
So close, so close.
Ambassadorial duties? Something like that? That's the best I got.
And what's the procedure that they follow?
Please take the nature of the medical emergency. I am not a Star Wars person.
No worries, no worries.
I would give that to him.
I'm pretty sure the procedure was trying to be polite and then get shot out of the sky.
I think he's kind of nailed it. The correct term is...
I feel like it's there.
Yeah, I think the correct term is protocol droid, but once you said the translation, like, that's essentially what it comes down to. So, points.
Translation, and then what was it, procedures or something? Points, points!
Points!
Louis, you got points, mate!
Yeah, see, Louis's excited. All right, we go back to Sarah.
For you.
Sarah, you are getting from the... Warner Brothers trivia set. All right. I hasten to point out, Friends was a Warner Brothers property around this time era.
Well, then
so.
Let's find some Friends questions, because I can rock that one.
All right. So we have movies, the CAR thing, cartoons. Movies, cartoons, TV, classics, behind the scenes, and... Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bold.
Wild woman.
What was the first MGM movie that didn't begin with the roar of Leo the Lion?
Wow.
Well, let me go into my archive. MGM Grand or MGM whatever. The first movie that didn't show it?
Yeah, their first movie that didn't show it.
I have no idea.
I am making this up. It's an old movie. Casablanca.
I think that was
amazing if that was...
It, no, it was in fact Ben-Hur. And I'm assuming it's because it was the whole, lions in the Colosseum thing. So they stayed away from that.
So they didn't want to have lions opening the movie?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to tip the scales in favor of everybody rooting for the lions.
So, movie opened. Oh, those must be the heroes.
They must be the heroes, exactly.
So this guy in the sandals. Go cats.
All right, Scott, you are also coming from the Warner Brothers stack of cards.
Finally, a chance to play for my strengths. Let's go cartoons.
Cartoons, yes. Wow. I'm so sorry, Scott. What early inventor did Hysteria show off in the Lever and Pulley Palooza?
I feel like a bunch of words that were put together in some sort of...
You're just going to throw dictionaries into blenders. I don't really think we can see eye to eye on this. Say that again, please.
What early inventor did Hysteria show off in the Lever and Pulley Palooza? So think inventor and lever and pulley.
I'm going to go Da Vinci.
Da Vinci's not an inventor. Is he an inventor? Would you
consider him
an
inventor? Absolutely.
His doodles lived on for years.
Yeah. However, in fact, it was Archimedes.
Oh.
Yeah, Eureka.
Good old Archimedes.
Screw.
Eureka.
Bonus points if you know what Archimedes' screw was.
You know, what goes on in Archimedes' bedroom? Archimedes. Eureka.
All right.
No, but for real, Archimedes' screw is important to miners. It's spiral down to the ground that pulls up water out of the ground so you can keep mining.
Nice.
Below the water table.
See? Smart.
Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Richard, you get to choose from movies, cartoons, TV, classics, behind the scenes, or anything goes.
I'll take cartoons, I guess.
All right. Who?
You think it's going to be cartoons, you know, and then it turns out to be about Archimedes.
Actually, okay. Who whipped up a New York City skyline when Yosemite Sam said this town ain't big enough for the two of us?
I am displeased.
Who ripped up the skyline?
Whipped up. Who put up a skyline? Don't get hung up on that part of it.
Wait. Honestly, it sounds like a Bugs Bunny kind of thing to do, but...
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
We'll points!
Good job!
All right, very good, very good.
Pulling a skyline out of your pocket and sticking it up is a Bugs Bunny kind of thing to do.
Yeah, totally.
You've got Daffy Duck on that one, so... Yeah.
Weren't you? Oh. Yeah. Well, when it comes to
squaring off, Yosemite Sam, though. Sam. Yeah, yeah.
Typically, it's Bugs.
All right, Sarah. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Actually, it is from that pile, so there we have it. Who was the first TV character to be sent hundreds of combs by adoring fans?
You're going to have to say that one again. You cut it.
Who was the first?
Who was the first TV character to be sent hundreds of combs by adoring fans?
I've got a guess. I got two guesses.
She's thinking over here.
Is it real life?
The name is gonna actually be the name of the character.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, I know the reference, but that's because I'm old. I can't remember who the actor was.
Oh. Sounds like a real... I mean, there's some lead things that you might guess, but it sounds like
maybe... I got a couple of guesses.
A little deeper cut than what we might think preliminarily.
Preliminarily?
Wow, you should stay away from that word, sir.
Yeah, I've been drinking. Initially.
somebody got sent a bunch of combs. Who had combs? Like Grease Lightning kind of combs?
That sort of thing, but it would have even been before that.
Before Grease.
Set before Grease or filmed before Grease?
Ooh, good question.
A bit of both.
Because I was going to the Fonz.
That's where I was going to go, too.
It's got meaning.
Yeah, it would have been in real time. So, all right. Richard, you said you had a guess.
My guess was the Fonz.
Okay, no, it was, in fact, Ed Burns, who played a character named Kookie. And they put out a song called Kookie, Kookie, Lend Me Your Comb. And there was, I even remember a bit where like, in the Beatles anthology where they made a reference to it. It was an American show that was on in 1959, so time appropriate.
Okay, let's just be clear that Richard and I were teenagers in the 90s. Like,
you know what? You know what? You know what?
My mother was...
I can answer questions about the 40s, and I was a teenager in the 80s. So it's not like there isn't a wealth of information out there.
Holy Hannah.
Yeah, but, you know, there's information anyone cares about.
Well, that's why they call it trivia, sir.
Holy Hannah, that was ugly.
Richard, we got invited to the wrong trivia night.
All right, Scott. Movies, cartoons, TV, classics.
Do it to me.
Behind the scenes or anything goes.
Am I picking or what's happening?
Yeah, you're picking.
Oh, I didn't know if I changed cards or what box I was in. Assuming that I'm in the Warner Brothers box, I'm going to go TV this time.
All right. Who wound up alive after all on Dallas but stayed dead on Knott's Landing?
Can only think to go J.R. Ewing.
And in fact, was his brother, Bobby Ewing, who showed up, basically, he'd been dead for the season and showed up in the finale just getting out of the shower.
Yep, I remember that now.
So Bobby Ewing is the answer there. All right, Richard.
Cliche, Bobby Ewing coming out of the shower.
That's right. Which has a whole other thing going on there. All right. Richard, you get to choose between movies, cartoons, TV, classics, behind the scenes, or anything goes.
We should do classics and see how far back this really goes.
Oh, it goes all the way back, believe me.
I guess I'll try movies, but there are going to be classics to me anyway, so.
All right. Who sailed to an Oscar on a seafaring role model in Captain's Courageous?
Couldn't tell you. I can tell you right now that is something I do not know.
It is someone who has never been in my kitchen.
I'd like to Google a friend.
Yeah, right. My friend's name is I am... Imdb? It's pronounced Imdb.
Because, you know, but you know what? We could actually use the name someone who has never been in my kitchen for Richard, because he is in the right city for that.
Oh, fair enough. Boston Clue.
Yeah. No. It has nothing to do with the clue. It's just that the Cliff Clavin thing on Cheers where he said, name four people who've never been in my kitchen.
Oh.
And it's a Boston show, so... All right.
I have not
the wrong way. I thought that was a clue for the answer, not a clue for the reference.
God, no. I couldn't think of anything clever to lead us to Spencer Tracy. So.
That's about all you can say about that.
That's a name I've heard once.
All right, Sarah. Star Wars time.
Uh-oh.
Sorry to all Star Wars fans out there. Although it is better than
like
a shout out to our friend Troy.
Cartoon night.
Do a shout out to our friend Troy, who honestly, when we asked him if he'd ever seen Star Wars, first of all said no, and then when we asked what it was about, he said, "Well, there were some wars in some stars." So I know a little bit more than that.
Well, there you go.
It was a little green Muppet who was really good at using the Force.
There you have it. You have characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, Droids, creatures, and aliens, or wild card?
Better go characters.
One of the categories isn't things that were, should have been really obvious to the Jedi.
So, sorry, Sarah, what did you say?
Characters.
Okay. Ooh. Whose opinion of bounty hunters were, we don't need that scum? I can tell you, I would not have known this in any way. His opinion
of bounty hunters was, we don't need that scum.
Yep.
So, like, it's not Han Solo then, because that would be the obvious one?
It is not Han Solo.
Oh, look at you. He was the bounty hunter scum. I knew the host liked you better than the rest of us. He's giving you clues.
Well, he just told me I was wrong. I don't think
he's the only time he tells me wrong, when I'm wrong is when I'm actually wrong. He told you wrong preemptively.
We don't need, though, that bounty hunter scum.
Bounty hunter scum.
Well, is it said with a growl or is it said in a female voice?
I do not remember, and it is not a main character.
Oh, no. Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I should probably pass on.
It's a deep cut question. The answer is Piet. I have no idea who the hell that is. I'm assuming it's the bartender. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that someone on Hoth?
I'm assuming it's the bartender at Mos Eisley.
Oh, maybe.
I have no idea. Like that's
my next answer is going to be Steve the Ewok. That's, I just don't
Steve
know.
The Ewok, exactly.
Jerry are just frothing at the mouth.
All right, Scott. Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, or wild card.
Let's go wild card. Feels what? Like a wild man. The room's catching up with my game.
Oh, there's so many easy questions on this, and that is not the one. What actor played...
And then everything went silent.
What actor played Uncle Owen?
Not going well.
What actor played Uncle Owen?
What actor?
Played Uncle Owen.
Oh. Steve the Ewok, as I recall.
No, Uncle Owen.
I don't know the name. It's... Dave Smithson.
No, he's more famous than that.
Not by much at all.
Trying to give Dave.
I got nothing.
He was played by Phil Brown.
Oh, he did a great job.
Yes, yes, he did.
Phil, nice work.
Dude, the rest of the questions on that card were so crazy easy.
Like the one bad one.
Yeah, seriously. I was looking at it thinking like
Ewok.
Yeah, basically, or what was the device that Ben Kenobi gave Luke from his father? You know, like
yo-yo.
Yes, the yo-yo. As we know, Star Wars famous for their yo-yo-itude. All right.
Cool tricks explode.
All right, Richard, you get to choose between characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, or wild card.
Choose wisely, my friend.
Oh, God. I don't know. Weapons?
Weapons and vehicles. How many Star Destroyers attempted to capture the Falcon during its escape from Tatooine?
Holy hell.
Is this like one of those questions where it's like if you go over you lose, but it's closest?
Yeah, can we do the like, Price is Right style? Like,
that's only if everybody's choosing.
Mm.
Which I'm okay with.
So the destroyers are the really, really big ones.
The big triangles. Yeah.
That are actually wider in the most recent movies because they haven't gotten old and crappy yet.
Could be. I don't know at this point. We're prequels.
I want to say yes.
I'm sorry. They're wider in the old movies and they're scummier in the new movies because they were trying to anyway. So the really big ones that have all the TIE fighters on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. I feel like they go for overkill, so I'm going to go for four.
Oh.
Can I guess? Can I
yes.
guess three? Three?
Points!
Yay!
What, are we stealing now? What just happened?
Okay, we've I had put steals.
My hand up and what the heck was that? And she shook my hand.
Can we turn the video back on?
We
not
try.
If not if we want to hear things. Okay. All right, yeah. Sarah.
Yes.
TV. Movies, cartoons, TV, classics, history, or anything goes.
Cartoons.
Oh.
What cartoon series featured a gumshoe able to shrink himself to a minuscule height?
Able to shrink himself in height.
Yes.
Sure, you cut out.
A gumshoe able to shrink himself to a minuscule height.
Does Ant-Man count as a gumshoe?
I know this, but I don't know this.
Say like a 1/12 of a foot, for example.
Why would he do that?
He was a shrinking detective guy.
But why?
It was a cartoon. You can't always expect
these things. Why not?
Pussycats, fun fact, not Pussycats.
Because some producers said, we'll sell it. It'll be great. It's perfect. We'll fix it.
I don't know. I can talk to you about other gumshoes, like Carmen Sandiego.
Why did Inspector Gadget have all those
Inspector
gadgets?
Inspector Gadget. Well, because he was a robot. That's different.
I would like to steal.
Yeah.
Inch High PI.
Inch High Private Eye is correct. Points.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Finally, my life of nothing. This has paid off.
This was a 30-minute Saturday morning cartoon that Hanna-Barbera did from 1973 through to 1974, and has apparently been shown on a lot of cartoon channels since.
Let the record show I was one.
And
sorry, it was none.
In Chai Private Eye was, in fact, voiced by the same guy who voiced Scrappy Doo.
Oh.
So there you go.
That.
All right. Richard, your turn.
Hey, well, and how come I don't get to go?
Oh, sorry. You stole, so it confused me. I'm so confused.
It confused him.
yeah.
Nobody
all right.
Sees that one coming. Was Scott right? And he's still awake? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, right? Like all of these things at once? All right, sir. Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, and wild card.
Go droids, creatures and aliens this time, please. Steve?
What did the Ewoks bait their net trap with?
Human entrails.
Amazing musical numbers.
It was meat, and Chewbacca got all excited and went over to it. My immediate response is chicken, but I feel like
farm-based chickens.
Wild Ewok boar. Final answer.
I'm going to take that as a dead animal. Points!
Yay!
All right, Richard, yep. You get... Wait. R2-D2 says it is Star Wars. All right. Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures, and aliens... And wild card.
Oh, wild card me.
What type of stew did Yoda prepare for Luke?
Hey. And I'm going to bet it wasn't
chicken.
What's that?
Was this on Tatooine?
I'm going to assume on Dagobah.
Oh, Dagobah, yeah, swamp planet. What kind of stew?
Dagobah stew.
Oh, I'm sorry. All that's coming to mind is the bad lip-reading seagull song.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. That's exactly where my brain went. Backpack stew.
Seagull stew, final answer.
The answer is, in fact, root leaf. But you get a point for... coming up with something that takes out a seagull. Points.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There you go.
All right. I said arbitrary points. All right, Scott. Sarah, sorry. I'm all kerfuffled here. All right. Sarah, you're going from the Warner Brothers pile. What is going on over there?
TVs, cartoons, movies.
Yeah. We got movies, cartoons, TV, movies, cartoon, wild card, or anything goes. All right. What actress had a publication party for her autobiography, on the other hand, on the Empire State Building's observation deck? So, on the other hand, on the Empire State Building's observation deck. Yeah.
So there was a momentary flash here, like she thought she had this.
Well, then he emphasized the hand. I know the Empire State Building from Sleepless in Seattle and Meg Ryan. That's where I go.
Okay.
But on the other hand, must be relating to some. On the other hand, on the other hand.
Yeah. Yeah. These okay. These, yes. Exactly.
My gut would say Meg. So my automatic would be Meg Ryan. My gut is saying it's someone like older and more famous, and it's Elizabeth Taylor. I'm going to answer both of those, and you tell me if one of those is right, I'm getting points.
Neither. Anyone coming in for the steal?
Oh, wait. Do we have a steal?
Yeah.
On the other hand.
What was the...
On the other hand. Gilda Radner.
No. Okay. It was, in fact, Faye Ray, in reference to the fact that she was on the other hand of King Kong as he scaled the Empire State Building. Because his hand would have been holding on to the observation deck where they had the party. His other hand, he had Faye Ray in it. So there
you
we
get
go.
It now, but it hurt.
A movie I have not seen.
All right, Scott. You are also on the Warner Brothers card, and this is a question related to Batman and Robin.
I haven't even picked a category. They're all Batman and Robin.
All Batman and Robin. Pick a color.
How did that happen?
Oh, well, sometimes the cards are themed. All right. I'm going to go with... let's go movie.
So that would be blue. All right. What Gotham City villain, if you don't get this...
Am I off the show?
Dude.
Is that actually written right on the card?
I just... What Gotham City villain flips a two-headed silver dollar to make up his mind?
Oh, crying out loud.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a lap on this one. I'll let the clock run down to the very end, and then I will say, Two-Face.
Yeah, points. Hey! All right.
I would have gotten that one.
I feel like there's a fix in here. It's a co-host thing, isn't it?
No, it is a random card, sir. All right. I love that he's calling fix on the thing that got him points.
I'm very honest.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry, Richard. You've got the Star Wars cards again.
You know how little I know about Star Wars?
If it was Star Trek, he'd be gutting us like a flounder.
It's true.
All right, we could go with a number question on it then.
Yeah, just pick something randomly.
All right, how many meters wide was the Death Star's thermal exhaust port?
Oh God, how big is a swamp rat?
That's awesome. You know what? Points. Done. Done. Seriously, because that. You, to me, actually nailed something that makes sense. It is, in fact, 2 meters. That is how large a swamp rat is. So swamp rats, automatically terrifying to me.
Sounds like, I mean, that's bigger than rodents of unusual size.
Yes, it is.
That's an unusual size.
They were like a meter.
All right, Sarah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just reaching for the card here. Okay.
He's going to end that sentence with card.
Movies, cartoons, TV, classics.
I don't want to know what else you're grabbing
otherwise. Classics, behind the scenes, or anything goes.
Ah, you're in the Warner Brothers deck again.
Let's go movies.
Movies. What Mercury asked... Yeah, why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see? What Mercury astronaut does Charles Frank portray in The Right Stuff? See, this is easy. You just have to go through your list, your encyclopedic knowledge of Mercury astronauts.
Let's see how he said that without laughing.
Oh, no, I laughed. Oh. I just muted my microphone for a second.
Well, I know that Bill Paxton was an astronaut once.
So your argument is that he played Bill Paxton?
I'm just being silly.
He was playing someone who was.
Lots of astronauts named John, so I'm going to go with John Smith. I don't know. John Glenn.
Thank you.
John. John Glenn.
No. Anyone else?
Neil Armstrong.
If it wasn't him, maybe Gus Grissom?
Buzz Aldrin.
All excellent choices, but you're going with Gemini astronauts.
Yeah, well, that's because we're Canadians. And they went to space.
Grissom was from the Mercury 7.
Oh, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Grissom was. He is not, however, played by Charles Frank. Charles Frank played Scott Carpenter.
Oh,
it's funny. The other show I do, we have a guy on who worked for NASA for a number of years, and his astronaut knowledge is ridiculous.
John Glenn was from the Mercury 7 as well.
Yes, but was not played by.
No, but we're still high-fiving that, you know, we got the right mission over here.
I just knew that it's got to be right. John.
I didn't know the movie. I know space trivia.
Yeah, it's a great movie, actually. If you enjoy space trivia, you'll enjoy that.
I enjoyed the Community spoof of it.
Yeah, Ed Harris played John Glenn in the movie.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah.
Ed Harris, yeah. He does show up every time they go to space.
And right, that's why, yeah. All right, Scott, you get, hang on. Let's see what R2-D2 says. All right, even number, that would be the Warner Brothers card.
Oh, I'm going to go TV this time, please.
All right, so that would be yellow. This is, again, a Batman card.
Yay!
I need to shuffle this deck a little better. Who performed the surgery that brought Batman back from near death in Nightfall?
Good boy. My default is that it's Tompkins whenever that happens, but I don't know if they went a different way with some super specialist. But I'm going to say Tompkins.
It was, in fact, Alfred.
Oh, well, God bless you.
Apparently, being a medic in the army also gave him skill as a spinal surgeon. Who knew? All right.
See, the fun part is the mic gives out, and you say, being a medic in the army, dot, goes silent on our end.
Yeah, there, nothing else was necessary. All right.
But I wish you could see both of our reactions, because we both leaned forward like, oh, this is going to be good.
I said that being a medic in the army prepared him to also be a spinal surgeon.
That would absolutely. If you hadn't said that, I would have. So
there you have it.
Batter up.
All right, Richard. Movies, okay. Cartoons, TV, classics, behind the scenes, or anything goes.
I'm going to go back to cartoons.
There you go.
All right. Who ordered a Pluto pastrami on a Martian roll for lunch at the company cafeteria? Yes.
Oh, please tell me it was Marvin the Martian.
It was not Marvin the Martian.
Oh.
Do I sense someone moving in for a steal?
Was it George Jetson?
Meet George Jetson. Ooh. Indeed. Points.
Weren't the Jetsons a Hanna-Barbera?
Yep, and Warner Brothers has owned Hanna-Barbera for about 30 years. So yeah, it all lands under the same.
I'm gonna
tell me the Warner Brothers bought it.
There's gonna be fallout from this. It's gonna be a character in his next book. Scott was a dickhead.
All right.
Never piss off a writer.
Never, never. All right.
Sarah, batter up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Sarah, ready? You're on the Star Wars card. You have characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, characters, droids, creatures, and aliens, and wild card.
History.
Oh,
what wow. What did Han say he planned to do with his reward money? The answer is, despite the movie coming out in 1977, the answer is not Coke and Whores.
He was going to buy a new ship.
Give up the Falcon?
Or he was going to fix his ship.
There you go. I like that better.
That
he
is
going to fix the ship.
That is incorrect. Anyone got a steal?
Was he going to
retire and give up his life in crime?
Drinks and coconuts and little umbrellas.
Space umbrellas.
Space umbrellas, indeed.
He turned to Chewbacca and said, finally, we can retire and give up this life of crime.
In fact, he was going to settle some old debts.
Oh.
That's boring.
I bet he was going to pay off Jabba.
To do something more.
He was going to pay off Jabba.
Which was one of his old debts.
Oh, my God. It's all coming clear now.
What? Exactly. All right. Wait, we're okay. Scott, this is you.
Drinking coconuts with little umbrellas would have been better.
There had to be a resort planet, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Look, in the Star Trek world, it's called Risa. I don't know.
That's right.
Star Wars.
Who knows?
Picard was there all the time, just lounging around in open gowns and robes.
I could have done with a few less open gowns.
Yeah, awkward. All right. Scott,
you keep me in the good deck.
Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures, and aliens, or wild card?
Oh, boy. All right. We're lost in the Star Wars universe. Let's go wild card.
Wild card. Wow. What time-consuming chore did Stuart Freeborn supervise to earn a mention in the Star Wars credits?
Good God.
Time-consuming chore.
Time-consuming. Eight.
You know, I think I know this one. I think he probably supervised the guys with the giant comb dragging it across the desert.
we ain't seen shit.
boy. Time consuming. He was the guy who put Chewbacca in his costume every day.
Broader.
Makeup.
Yes.
Costume
time. Points.
Woohoo! I will take it and run like a bandit in the night.
All right. I'm sorry, Richard. It keeps running odd numbers for you, so you keep getting the damn Star Wars cards.
Oh, this is unfair. Eventually, he's going to run.
Okay, I'm taking Paul
in his next book, too.
I'm sorry. Whoa. So, sorry. What did you say, Richard?
Droids and aliens.
All right. Yeah. Who saved C-3PO from Jabba's pesky sidekick?
God.
I'll give you a hint. Yes.
Was it R2-D2?
Yes! Points!
Hey! Points!
Seems like such an obvious answer. R2-D2 is always saving his ass.
Yeah.
Continuously, right? That was what he rolls up with his little taser, and he zaps that little thing that's eating his eyeball. He was freaky as a kid when that scene happened.
Seriously, that's so true, so true.
That mean little gremlin thing is doing that evil laugh, and he's chewing on his eyeball, and R2 rolls up and zaps him in the butt.
Salacious Crumb?
That's him.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Let me find your next contestant.
Uh-oh.
Sarah, swap out.
All right.
Hmm. This is why the video call is helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just that then we get more cutouts on audio.
And being a podcast, that's kind of important, I suppose.
That's kind of the thing, isn't it?
I'm back.
Yay! All right. Movies, cartoons, TV, classics, behind-the-scenes movies. Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, no, let's do behind-the-scenes just because we haven't done it.
All right, nice. What role on Dallas was originally offered to Robert Foxworth?
JR.
Yes! Points.
Really?
What?
It's yep. the only one I know.
There, as it turns out, it's the only one you needed to know.
That's amazing.
All right. Has Scott tagged back in yet?
No.
All right.
Do you want
well,
me to go tag him?
Yeah, I'll roll slowly.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to go get him.
Quite literally slowing my roll here. All right. Okay.
It was a question about Dallas, and all I know is JR, and JR was the right answer.
Oh, nicely done. Bravo. Sorry about that. Dog had to poop.
No, it happens.
What am I drawing? Which deck am I drawing from?
Okay, you are in the Warner Brothers deck.
Oh, I love that deck. TV.
Who was the house painter who kept himself busy inside Murphy Brown's apartment for six seasons?
That was Eldon.
Eldon Bernicke.
Woohoo!
Played by the late Robert Pastorelli.
Yeah, he's not coming back for the reunion.
He will not be there.
He's dead and all.
Yeah, what with being deed? They'll just basically, I think they'll make some remark about the room, about the apartment needing some paint.
Yeah, and somebody else passed away. I think the main host of the newscast. Who's the main newscaster?
Jim Dial.
Jim Dial. Didn't he pass away? I'm not breaking that story here on this podcast.
yeah. Nobody knows about this. Nope. Still Charles Kimbrough still kicking.
Okay.
I do remember hearing that at one point though. But yeah. All right. Richard, you get to choose from movies, cartoons, TV, classics, behind the scenes, or anything goes.
Let's see how far back classics goes. I mean, I already won't know any of this, but let's just try it out.
Oh. What ship does Captain Ahab take to sea in Moby Dick?
Oh, you're kidding me.
I am not.
Hey, author.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm actually, like, I'm months out from a PhD in English literature, and I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, no.
We won't tell on you.
There are many things in English literature that are not this, so.
It'll probably sound really familiar when you tell me, but other than that, I can't, I, no.
Anyone?
Oh, geez.
White whale.
No, that was huge.
That's Moby Dick, yeah.
Call
me Ishmael.
Not Ishmael, because that's the person. It's not the boat that says, call me Ishmael.
Which would be a whole different movie.
Oh, I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
But,
There's no way.
Okay. Yeah. We did not get it because one of us just Googled it and showed it to the other one. So.
Yeah. It is, in fact, the Pequod.
The Pequod. Oh. It sounds like a cell phone, but that's RTDT.
Is it RTDT?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a little R2-D2 with an LCD panel on the front. You press the top, he makes noises, and then returns a number. And so I'm going with even numbers are the Warner Brothers stack, odd numbers are the Star Wars stack.
So we are looking at 5-12 here. Is that the final round we're
looking at? We are in the home stretch here, folks. This is the last round. All right, Sarah, you have drawn the Star Wars pile.
Uh-oh.
So, characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, or wild card?
Let's do history.
What relative of Leia's died when she was very young?
Her mother.
That is correct. Points.
Woo! Was that because you saw the prequel? Did you use prequel knowledge? in answering a prequel trivia question?
I just know that she was a twin, and they lost their mom early.
Yeah.
And even if you didn't know that whole history behind it at that point, they mentioned her father in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Come on, here R2. We go. Here we go. R2 says Warner Brothers. And so you have movies, cartoons, TV, classics, behind the scenes. I keep seeing BTS and wanting to say Back to School. Anything goes.
Anything goes. I am going to go with movies, please, just to mix it up.
What movie? Oh, come on. What?
I like this already.
I am too old for this shit. What movie has Mel Gibson and Danny Glover chasing down a drug dealer known as the General?
Well, the only thing that scares me is I'm going to get the wrong movie. I know the series. The General.
General, huh?
General. Is that not Lethal Weapon 2?
Okay,
hang on.
I have no words. I have no words.
I'm just going to go Lethal Weapon, the first one.
It is, in fact, Lethal Weapon. Points. Yes. Okay. In part two is the South American guy at the...
South African thing, right?
Diplomatic immunity.
Yes. That's what dialed me back. And then three was all Leo Getz. That's why I was getting confused. Okay, good.
Whew. Well, Leo was in two.
Yeah, but the third one was lots of Leo. The second one was like, hey, isn't he cute?
The third one was, we don't have a script. so what are we shooting today? All right.
Bring us on, Richard.
All right, Richard. Characters, weapons and vehicles, history, geography, droids, creatures and aliens, or wild card?
I think wild card. We have to end with a wild card.
Absolutely. How many credits did the disguised princess... how many credits did the disguised Princess Leia accept from Jabba for the capture of Chewbacca? Fuck.
At least three.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea what the number is. This is when she was dressed up as...
yes. As the Merc. That's right. That's right.
When she talks through the mask and she has the voice.
Yeah. That was a solid deal.
It was a good moment. Took that helmet off.
Carrie Fisher and the mask here right now. That was me.
I don't know. 200?
In fact, it was...
14,000.
Not even close.
No.
35,000.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Nice.
Now, so we have right now, I'm going to go at Midnight Rules. So, Sarah, I'm sorry, but with 3 points.
Oh.
Red light.
Red light of doom.
So.
Aren't you supposed to ask her if she has any final words?
Do you have any final words? Yes, you're right.
I'm really speechless. I thought I did a lot better than that. But maybe I just expected to do so poorly that I'm just so excited that I got three.
To be fair, Scott had 8, Richard had 5. But let's be real. Scott got a couple of Batman softballs in there.
Right?
This is true.
Yeah.
Anyway,
which is the first time anyone has ever used the term Batman and softballs in the same sentence. All right.
That was funny.
All right, so going for the lightning.
My accusations of collusion.
Going for the lightning round here.
Ooh.
All right, first person to say it gets it. Okay.
Okay.
Ready. Yeah. Who has a choice of jelly donut, cheese Danish, or whipped cream surprise on his desktop snack dispenser?
So what?
Okay, no one? All right. I'm just gonna that's why they call it lightning round. What book does Hong Kong Fui keep up his sleeve?
Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
Wouldn't that be cool? It is in fact the Hong Kong Book of Kung Fu. All right. I'm just like grabbing cards here and looking for the easiest question on them.
Oh my god,
those are the easiest questions? Yeah, you serious? Oh, well, on those cards. All right.
Silly donuts on his desk.
It was George Jetson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
What ravishing beauty played the bride in the original Father of the Bride?
The original.
Is the original not the one that I would have seen?
Oh. No, you're thinking. Yeah, you're thinking Kimberly Williams.
That is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley's wife.
That's right. That's right.
I got nothing.
It was Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh,
really? I know that name. I heard
that. All right. Good Lord. Yeah. All right. What little birdie is the sidekick to a national radio? No, just no. All right.
This is going really well.
Does not count.
The baby? If it's Dingo and the Baby, I know it.
Points. All right. You made a Seinfeld reference that was... wait. Okay. What patriotic song does John Glenn hum in his space capsule in The Right Stuff?
America the Beautiful?
Richard?
If I Had a Hammer?
No, it in fact was the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Not a lot of lightning in this round.
No, not at all. What future vice president was inspired to enter politics after seeing the candidate?
Dan Quayle.
Points.
Really?
Yeah, that's the first. A little flash of lightning there. A little flash of lightning there. All right, I've got three more cards in the lightning round, and then we count up. All right. Three more. Well, I guess that's just why not. All right. Who would know that? Nobody. Nobody. That's who.
Who would know that?
There's nobody that would know that. All right. All right, I got something that's from much more recently. More 90s. Dexter's Laboratory.
Ooh.
Which of Dexter's bones was infected by a clown's bite, turning him into a clown?
Humerus?
Which also known as?
The funny bone?
Oh.
Oh.
Who got that one? Points for each. All right, there we go. All right.
So at that point, does he use the technical term?
That's right. That's right. It's funny because I was just explaining that to my daughter the other day about why they call it the funny bone. All right. What Saturday morning superhero wore a magic belt that could make him and those near him invisible?
Space Ghost?
Space Ghost is correct. Points.
Space Ghost? Like, they're just really making stuff up.
No, because they resurrected him for Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Nice. Yeah. See?
Yeah. There's outrage over here, but...
I'm just done.
Finally, what pivotal role did Hal Holbrook play in All the President's Men?
Vice President.
I'll give you a... No, I will give you a hint. It is the porn movie you do not ever want to have to see. Okay. If it stars Hal Holbrook.
What of the witch?
I feel like that's a whole other podcast.
Wow, No,
All the President's Men was about Watergate.
Oh, Deep Throat.
Deep Throat it is. All right.
That was a classy moment.
I'm betting you got the look when you came out with that so quickly. Yeah.
Close this episode out, and I'm gonna have some explaining to do. That's fantastic.
All right. So with a score of 11 points, Scott wins.
Squeaked it out based on a dirty callback. That is not a healthy win.
Yeah, a little bit. So Richard had 7. So there you go.
Hey, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Given the ridiculous number of Star Wars cards you got, like,
dude,
I've seen the movies, but like,
seriously,
I've got stuck in the Star Wars box hard, and I got.
I don't think I've seen any of the original movies for about a decade.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we should do at this point, Scott, is to say thank you to our guests.
Absolutely. We'd like to thank Ms. Sarah for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we'd especially like to thank our special guest all the way from Boston, Mr. Richard Ford Burley, acclaimed novelist.
Indeed.
And author.
Get your copy of Mouse.
Today's episode.
Follow me on Twitter. I wrote Mouse. You can follow me on Twitter if you want leftist rants and criticism of the President of the United States.
I wrote Mouse is a Twitter account worth following. Will, you should probably follow them. Will, you should get Twitter.
Yes. Yes, Will, if you get Twitter, you can follow and make this worth everyone's time.
Wait. So you've got one listener and their name is Will?
We're pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hi, Will.
It's not that we're pretty. It's not that we're just. We're pretty sure that's his name. We know that's his name. We're pretty sure he's the only listener.
that's probably the more accurate way to present that. Everybody else that listens so far has become a guest eventually. So
yeah. So we just preempted you on that front. So
we like to give him a shout out just to make him uncomfortable when he realizes we're talking to him directly.
I will.
Absolutely.
You're going to be a character in Richard's next book. If you pick a Star Wars card to give him, that is. All right. So, comments, as always, are welcome at popandcrap.com. You can join in the conversation, popandcrap@gmail.com. You can join in the conversation on our Facebook page with Will, which is facebook.popandcrap. Facebook.com/pop. I don't know. It's all these things. That's what it is. We are on the Twitter as Pop and Crap. And in addition to all these things, you can head over to our website, popandcrap.com. Leave a comment on this or any episode. Scott?
And you can be as outraged as you want at the breakdown of these questions or the fact that it was clearly a fix. But at the end of the day, it's all just Pop and Crap.